Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. So good to see you, my friend. Hop on this train. Let's ride together. I've got a story to tell. Have you ever heard a knock-knock joke? It's a kind of joke that's popular with kids mostly. There are probably thousands of them. They follow a very regular pattern, and you always know what to say. It's all about someone coming to the door, saying their name, and their name turns out to be a joke. So they go like this. The person telling the joke says, "Knock, knock." That's the sound of someone knocking on the door, like this. The other person says, "Who's there?" Then the first person says something like, "Orange." And the other responds by repeating that, followed by "who." "Orange, who?" They're asking for the last name of the person at the door, whose name is Orange. And the last name is the funny part. At least it's supposed to be funny. "Orange, you glad to see me?" Do you get it? It sounds like, "Aren't you glad to see me?" It's okay if you didn't laugh. It's just the idea of the joke I want to tell you about. By the way, that's what you say if you understand why a joke is funny. Do you get it? Do you get the joke? If I said, "My name is Carl," you might say, "Carl who?" And I'd say, "Carl gets you there faster than a bike." Just kidding. I'd say, "Carl McGon," because that's my last name, McGon. That's not a joke, of course. And neither is the knock I got on the door in this story I'm about to tell. I had just come home from work and was very tired. It was hard to keep my eyes open. I decided to make something to eat and go to bed early. So I started making some lentil soup. I was cutting vegetables when I heard a bang at the door. It was very sudden. Shelby, my dog, she started barking very loudly right away. I felt very scared, but hesitated to go towards the door. I stopped and looked up towards the sky, though of course I was inside and only looking at the ceiling. I guess I was praying. I took a deep breath and looked up at the patterns in the wood above me. They looked like a face. The face looked a bit strange, a bit alien, but it felt like a friend in a way. But I couldn't keep looking at it, because I knew there was a reality to this situation that could not be ignored. And I had been expecting this to happen, because it's been happening everywhere. You may have seen the videos. They dress like soldiers, except they wear masks and sunglasses, so you can't see their faces. They scare people, hurt them, kidnap children and parents, even kill people. And they're part of the U.S. government. It's hard to believe that it's real, that a country could do something so evil to its own people. These kinds of thoughts were shooting through my mind, going off in all directions like fireworks. I realized they were my way of avoiding the reality of the situation. But the situation was not going to go away on its own. I never thought I would have to feel such intense fear. Thank goodness, since ICE, that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, since ICE has been terrorizing people, I'd heard about what to do when they come. I'd even practiced saying it out loud before. But when the time came, I went to my front door where the ICE agent was shouting, "ICE, open the door!" I went to the door, but did not open it. My heart was racing. There's a window in my door, but you don't see clearly out of it. It looks kind of blurry. I could see there were two of those monsters out there. I tried to bring the words I'd practiced to my mouth. By the way, those words are, "Do you have a warrant signed by a judge with my correct name and address on it?" But I was way, way too nervous and scared to remember that. I was sweaty, my hands were shaking, I felt extremely cold. All I could remember to say was the first part, which is also the most important. "Do you have a warrant?" I said this very quietly at first. It was loud enough for them to hear me, but not loud enough for them to know what I said. So I repeated it louder, trying to be brave. One of the ICE guys said, "Who cares? I don't need one. Open the door." He was yelling, of course, but I don't want to yell here. I'll just do that voice that sounds like yelling, okay? I was scared to death, but it was actually a good thing I was so scared because I didn't say anything else besides, "Do you have a warrant?" They responded with some horrible things that I won't repeat here. In that moment, I did not think things were going to be okay. You see, the ICE guys, they were getting angrier and angrier when I wouldn't open the door. I thought they were going to knock it down and grab me, put me in their car, and send me to a camp in Louisiana or Texas. It was terrifying. I did not change a thing about what I said, though. "Do you have a warrant? Do you have a warrant?" Not even changing one word. And the ICE guys only seemed to get louder and louder until, all of a sudden, I heard a very loud sound like ripping paper. It was unmistakably a fart. After I heard that sound, the pounding at the door stopped, and I heard them talking to each other. "Oh my God," one said, "smells like..." But he didn't say what it smelled like. The other one just said, "I need a bathroom, dude." "What happened?" said the other one. And he just said it again. "I've got to get to a bathroom now, dude. I mean now." I started smelling something awful through the door, like fresh poop. big strong man pooped his pants. His tone of voice completely changed when he said to me through the closed door,
Can I use your bathroom?
What did I say? I said, do you have a warrant signed by a judge with my name and address written correctly on it? He didn't respond to that, but I watched him as he stumbled back to his car with his gun in his hand. They got into that huge car and drove away fast, making one of those little squealing sounds even. Anyway, everything turned out okay for me, at least for now. I hope you're safe out there while these disgusting ICE goons are out there. Never let them in your house. And help out your neighbors. Help each other out. Here's a knock-knock joke you can tell each other. Knock-knock. Who's there? Ken. Ken who? Ken, you show me a warrant signed by a judge. That's all for today, folks. I hope you'll join me again on the next episode of Boxcar English. If you're in the United States and you need help for immigration reasons, visit immigrantjustice.org. And if you can afford to make a donation to them, please do. That's immigrantjustice.org. There are a lot of other good resources out there, I know. And I just hope that you can find them, that you're safe, and I hope you're all right, my friend. I'll see you again soon.